Reports indicate that the Texans are hosting two different players at positions of need in for visits today. The first is tight end Darren Fells, who was cut by the Cleveland Browns. Again, blocking tight end. The other is free agent offensive tackle Jordan Mills, who most recently played for the Buffalo Bills and did play in all 16 games. What do you take out of these two visits?
Well, let's see. The Bills, one of the most extreme hand-wringing over Josh Allen's rookie year was that he was playing behind one of the worst offensive lines in the league. Jordan Mills was part of one of those offensive lines.
Yes.
For whatever it's worth, as one of our listeners pointed out, his Pro Football Focus grades were lower than Kendall Lamb's last year. Jordan Mills was. I think that he's a body. What have we been saying? We've been clamoring for bodies. So you could take a look at somebody like Donald Penn, who's actually had success in the NFL and is out there even though he's old. Or you could check out Jordan Mills. Maybe they'll give him a minimum contract and he's a body.
Pro Football Focus, his profile starts with, this is per at the Reliant. Since 2016, Mills has led the Buffalo Bills in total pressures allowed and has posted the lowest pass blocking grade among the team's qualifying offensive linemen.
Hey, stats are for losers.
I hope so.
Jordan Mills does
can
live
imagine
here.
Imagine they could break a record. Julian Davenport with all the pressures he allowed on the left side. And if you say, if you bring Jordan Mills on it to the right. Now, look, but who knows? I'm nervous, honestly. Now I'm starting to wonder about Brian Gaines' infatuation with Buffalo players. This is taking guys out of Buffalo who are parts of the reasons that Buffalo's been so atrocious is not necessarily a path to glory, in my opinion.
I totally agree with your concern on that. And I get the strong feeling, based on talking to people within the Texans, that they feel that the locker room was a big part of why they were able to go 11-5 this past year and bounce back from the 0-3 horror show. And so I wonder if that plays into this, that Gain is trying to bring in guys that he has the absolute best intel on. And
counterpoint.
I don't love that for the record.
Counterpoint. That locker room gave you the 0-3 as well. Like, I'm just like, how many times do I have to hear pats on the back for them digging themselves out of their own errors? Like, and I'm not going to say, I'm not saying a bad locker room is why you go 0-3.
That was my follow up.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know what? Yeah. You won 9 in a row and it was awesome, but it required a certain amount of luck to get there. Like, just like it requires a certain amount of luck to go 0-3 to start off the season. Like, there were just, sometimes this is the way stuff rolls. And Bill O'Brien does a great job with the locker room. Don't get me wrong. I think he does a really good job at guys like having the right attitude, still playing hard, doing all this, that, the other thing. That's great. And I'm not patronizing him. I'm saying that's actually a really good thing.
I agree.
I just don't think that you know what actually really helps as much as that? Probably more? Actual football talent. Like actually like blocking people successfully.
Ah.
So what are you saying? Are you saying Brian Gain, because he knows Jordan Mills?
That there's not going to be the risk of bringing in somebody who is an unknown quantity or somebody who they don't have the full, just the full information on. And he somehow comes in and like skews the balance of the locker room. I know that's not really realistic with these levels of players we're talking about, but I think it is something that's important to them.
So, we've been saying that, look, they need healthy bodies. Chantrell Henderson hasn't been healthy, so I don't trust that he's going to be there. So Jordan Mills would be a body, and then you draft an offensive tackle.
All right, let's do this. So let's start with Jordan Mills, who the Texans are bringing in for a visit. To me, if they sign somebody like Jordan Mills, who on the plus side has actually been durable, he's started 16 games in each of the last 3 years. If they sign him,
give up all those pressures.
Yes. If they sign him, fine. They got to sign somebody else. If they sign Donald Penn, formerly the left tackle of the Raiders, that's all they need to me at left tackle or just tackle. If you bring in Jordan Mills, I need to see more.
I feel the same way as you, Mike. You got to bring in somebody that's actually been there and done something. This is exactly like the offensive lineman that you brought in last offseason. If you were to bring in Jordan Mills, it's just like Daniel Kelemete. It's just like Zach Fulton. You're bringing in a younger player that you don't have to pay a whole lot of money, and you're hoping that you are going to get a different result than he had in his previous stop. And what do you think is going to happen when you do that? What are the odds going to be? Are they going to be that this guy is going to somehow find something else, Jordan Mills, now that he's with the Texans? Or is he going to be the same player that he's probably always been? I would bet on the latter heavily.
I disagree with the second part of that only
Why?
Because, well, they brought in Fulton and Kelemete. See, if they're signing Jordan Mills, he's not going to get much.
Right.
They actually gave Fulton legitimate money and Kelemete some money. I think they put those guys in the category of ascending players who have played elsewhere who we can bring in and be solid football players. Jordan Mills, if you're signing him, you're basically like, all right, this is possibly a stopgap.
It's a stopgap completely. And he's not going to get a big contract. I wonder what they thought Kendall Lamb was going to get. I wonder if the Texans thought about bringing Kendall Lamb back, but they didn't anticipate him getting 2 years, $7 million with the Browns. So I'm guessing that they thought Kendall Lamb would be there for the taking, and they were kind of shocked. Now, this is where you need to be concerned. Again, teams like to look for value in free agency, especially when they think they see a player who is talented, but that wasn't utilized properly or coached well on their team. What does Kendall Lamb look like to you? Pretty athletic kid. Looks like he should have some potential.
Yes.
Never worked out. And yet the Browns give him $7 million over the course of 2 years. That feels to me like the Browns are saying, well, we'll actually coach him upright. Like, we'll actually get this guy going. So, look, maybe they're right. Maybe they're not. Maybe it'll be a disaster. But is that what people thought of Xavier Suofilo? Is that what they think of all these other players?
Well, I mean, it could be as simple as Seth with Xavier Suofilo or the Kendall Lamb. They realize some of the things that we have been hearing about this Texans and their offensive line scheme and their blocking scheme and all that. They realize it's extremely complicated, and they think these guys actually have some talent. The Texans kept Kendall Lamb around for some reason, and they drafted Xavier Suofilo for some reason, so let's put him in a different spot and see what happens. In Dallas, for what it's worth, Suofilo actually played. I don't know if he played well, necessarily, but he played.
Yeah, the Suofilo one doesn't really bother me at all. The Lamb would bother me if they wanted to re-sign him and somehow felt like he got too much money on the open market.
Uh-huh.
Because ultimately, like, these numbers, 2 years, $7 million, that sounds like, well, it's $3.5 million. Like, you know what? Here's what that contract is. Kendall Lamb will be on the Browns this season. That's what that contract is. That contract's not like, hey, he's making $3.5 million. That contract is
right.
Kendall Lamb will get some money to be on the Browns this year, and then we'll see.
But I also, if they had signed Kendall Lamb to 2 years, $7 million here, I'd be like, what the hell are they doing? I would criticize that move.
Fair enough. Mike, Seth, and Paul, we have more news. More guys in for visits. People are flocking to Houston. Ian Rapoport is saying the Texans are bringing former Raiders quarterback A.J. McCarron. He is set to fly to Houston for a visit. With starting experience, he could provide valuable insurance for starter Deshaun Watson.
There you go.
Okay, so A.J. McCarron, who most of our caller line like 5 years ago wanted to draft. I want to know how many games A.J. McCarron's actually started in the NFL.
A.J. McCarron had that nice stretch where he had some play time, and he looked like he...
2015.
Yeah, he looked... Boy, was that all... It was back then already?
Yes.
Man, what the hell's wrong with me? Keep aging.
No, that's...
No. I'm just saying, like, now I feel even older. Like, the last time I was trying to talk myself into A.J. McCarron was back in 2015. I think A.J. McCarron is perfect backup quarterback material. I think he comes in, you might... If you can go... Can you go 500 with A.J. McCarron? I think you can go 500 with A.J. McCarron.
Maybe.
Right? That's what I want out of my backup. Can he come in and go 500? Can he just not lose any place in the standings while the quarterback's out?
He did a pretty good job stepping in for Andy Dalton when Dalton was injured at the end of the 2015 season. And,
yeah.
And I mean, you needed him to play well. Well, there was a playoff situation, if I'm not mistaken correctly, that he actually played in, right? Like, I thought he played in the playoffs for a little bit of time.
Yeah, he started because Dalton broke his wrist, I think.
Right. So, I mean, this is a guy who once was a hot commodity for what it is worth. And I think that was once also talked about as a guy that would be worth trading a second or a third round pick for.
I think
that was at least what was talked about in league circles and by the NFL cognoscenti, if you will.
A.J. McCarron should have won that playoff game. Remember, that was the game that Jeremy Hill fumbled late.
Yes.
And the Bengals had the meltdown with their penalties on the last defensive series. They lost by two. McCarron in the playoffs, 41 attempts, 23 completions. 212 yards, one touchdown, one pick, quarterback rating of 68.3. All right, I'll tell you what I like and what I don't like. I like that the Texans want to upgrade backup quarterback. That is a good thing. That is a thing that they need.
You say A.J. McCarron's an upgrade over Brandon Weeden.
That is what I'm not sure about, because I am telling you right now, I would take Blake Bortles over A.J. McCarron.
I wonder, though, I think Blake Bortles, in his mind, has got to be looking for a situation where he has a chance to start.
Where's he going
to
go?
What situation is that now?
He might Miami, someplace.
Miami's the best one.
Someplace where he
Miami's
feels
full.
Like... Or someplace where somebody's injury-prone, I suppose. Let's see.
But Miami signed Fitzpatrick.
There's so few quarterback-needy spots. could he go to, if the Giants want to actually get serious about tanking, then go ahead and sign Blake Bortles.
Okay, I think that's reasonable. I think they have a young guy, Laletta, who they want to see a little bit.
But they're not going to, well, okay, Blake Bortles might go to the Giants thinking, okay, they're signing me as a backup because they just gave Eli a $5 million roster bonus. But maybe Eli either doesn't make it through the season or they finally quit on him halfway through. And then he has an actual chance to play.
I mean, I could see that. I mean, this goes back to the question of, okay, if you are a backup quarterback, what do you think about backing up Deshaun Watson? Because on one hand, backing up Deshaun Watson is awful because Deshaun Watson is the franchise quarterback, the future, the presence, all that. On the other hand, if you're one of these guys, AJ McCarron, who's flying in for a visit to the Texans today, or Blake Bortles, you're also thinking the same thing that we're all thinking, which is, hey, Deshaun runs, he takes a lot of quarterback hits, this offensive line is terrible as of right now, I might have a chance to play. Hey, if I was on this team, McCarron or Bortles, whoever, might be thinking, hey, if I was on this team in 2018, they may have had me playing against Jacksonville instead of having Deshaun take a bus all the way out there.
If I were him, I might also, depending on what the Cardinals do, if they did draft Kyler Murray, I think being a veteran backup to a rookie number one overall pick might be good too, just because maybe they give you that chance to start the first five games. And maybe you actually do better than people expect.
That's
over
not
those
a bad
first
one.
Five games. The only problem is that the Cardinals have so many issues everywhere else. I don't know if that's the best situation.
But you might be thinking, hey, Kingsbury, good offensive mind, theoretically. What can I do with him?
Yeah.